You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Good morning, Hugh. What's going on?
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. How everybody doing? Hey, man. I don't know if y'all been following the story, but what they doing up there in Ann Arbor, man? Like,
yeah, we were talking a little bit about this during the pre-show meeting here.
Hey.
Interesting.
What are they doing, in Ann Arbor, man?
Coach Moore was up to out there in Ann Arbor.
Coach Moore was what they call a freakazoid.
Yeah? I haven't followed the story, so I'm assuming I shouldn't go to you for more information on this problem.
I can, but
it's probably better we don't.
Well, yeah, because I know the kids at school right now, and the parents, they usually pick up on my innuendos.
But well, you're not that subtle here.
I mean, I think I'm subtle. I think I'm pretty subtle. But, you know, I was talking, me and Blue Jeans were kind of kicking it around.
Blue Jeans.
And, you know, when I get in this mode, he really don't like to have these conversations. But I just had a lot of thoughts on my mind, man. Like,
you're a thoughtful guy.
You know, when you think about the situation, you kind of winning because it's, you know, everybody, all parties involved kind of know what they know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you kind of win it from that perspective. So, you know, you got the triangle thing going. But when you try to go for the quad, dog, what are we doing? You got the trifecta, but you trying to go for the quad.
A little greedy.
You know what I mean? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you got the like I'm not saying that most married men are like this. But if you were... You got the trifecta.
Well, ambition's certainly not a problem.
You know what I mean?
For
it's
Coach
like,
Moore.
Dog, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, he's an ambitious guy. So there you go. That's our breakdown of the situation out in Ann Arbor.
But, I kept it clean, though.
I
kept it clean.
You did a good job.
Kyle did a good job.
I'm proud.
I still got to get a measure.
I'm proud of you. Kyle's giving us the desk there.
His monies.
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle, 800 pennies.
Got to make Kyle sweat a little bit. 215-592-9494.
Kyle just like, so this started and this is what we're doing.
If you want to get in. But a lot to get to throughout the course of the show today. Obviously, a lot of talk about the Eagles yesterday. We'll have Coach Nick Sirianni's press conference coming up later in the show. He'll speak at 12:20 today. Ross Tucker at 1, Devin Caney at 11. But when you look at these last three games of the season, Hugh, I think the Eagles are in an interesting position. Because
they're an anomaly.
They have two games with Washington, obviously one game at Buffalo, and seemingly not a ton to play for. Like, you look at the projections, it feels like they're not locked into the three seed, but I think it's like a 65-70% chance that that's where they're going to end up here. And you look at what happened on Sunday toward the end of the game, last play of the third quarter. We all saw what happened. Jalen Hurts goes down, limps off the field, comes back out for the fourth, throws the touchdown pass. But I want to know from people today, and I think it's interesting to see where people come down on. What do you do if you're the Eagles moving forward? Because you saw what happened with Jalen. You saw, you know, how quickly things can change and he could potentially go on the shelf here. What do you care about more in these last three games? Keeping Jalen Hurts healthy, making sure he gets to the playoffs ready to go, or trying to win all these games and get the best seed possible? And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494, what is more important to you? Winning these games, playing good football, or keeping the quarterback healthy for the postseason? And I'll ask you to start the show, Hugh. Where do you come down?
Winning
what is more
games,
important?
Playing good football, TK. We have not played good football. Like, we've been lying to ourselves all season long. You know, Jalen has feels like, you know, for some that he's turned the corner as far as, you know, the way that they're performing. I need to see a little bit more. It's a good start. And this offense has lost the luxury of being able to rest and say, okay, this is what we're going to be. We still don't know what this offense is going to be. We don't, because everything has happened late in the season. The running game looked like it got started late in the season. You know, we got 6 weeks in, we got three games left. So 5 weeks ago, you know, and when we played LA, it looked like the running game was going. But that was the first signs of a running game the whole season. 12 games in, that's the first time we saw we had a running game. So now you have that game, and that was something to build off of. Even though we lost and had five turnovers, that's something to build off of. That was a good start. Okay, so now you have the Raiders coming to town. And again, the Raiders, they're a professional football team. I know that they had their own things that they were dealing with, and, you know, it probably some people call it perfect timing. You know, so we go out and we play that game well. We run the ball well. We run the ball over 40-something plus times. You know, we throw the ball with efficiency. Still not enough to make me feel comfortable sitting somebody at the end of the season. No, play the string out.
Yeah, and I agree largely. And I look at it this way. First off, you're likely to be the three seed. You still have a chance to improve. You still have a chance to be the two. An outside chance of the one. I mean, very small chance for the one seed. That being said, you win the last three games, see what happens. Crazier things can happen. And obviously, we saw last year, the Eagles were the two seed. That turned out to be incredibly important. One upset of Washington to Detroit, and the Eagles are hosting the NFC Championship game. But regardless, like, I still think these games matter. And I think your point is the better one. Regardless of the seeding, it's about building confidence. And it's important to remember what it felt like before that Raider game. Because this performance, it mattered. I'm not saying it didn't. They needed some confidence. They needed to go kick somebody's ass. I think that makes you feel a little better as a team and as an offense. But it means nothing if you don't keep building off of it. And if you slide back into this conservative style and you don't want to get Jalen hurt and you're more focused on that than winning these games, I think you could slip right back into this clunky offense, not playing well. And I think you put it perfectly, Hugh. In my mind, the offense has not earned the benefit of the doubt of us believing that they can just turn it on. Like, they haven't done that. And I value the Raiders game, but I also value the previous five games more. And the previous five games stunk from this offense. And Jalen didn't play well. They need to get it figured out offensively. And you're not going to be able to do that without going, you know, all out and trying to win these games and trying to fix this offense. You can't go back into, okay, well, we're going to save it for the playoffs. This offense hasn't earned that in my mind.
Nah, I totally agree. And when you look at the teams that you're potentially going to be playing. Now, it's up in the air as far as the seeding right now, the number one seed. And who's the number one right now? The Rams, right?
Rams are one, and then Bears and Packers. The winner of that game on Sunday will be in the
two
spot.
So it's still up in the air. You're still up in the air. And I know that we talked about it a little bit yesterday. There's a slim chance that you can move up in the seeding. There's a slim chance. But, like I said, this team hasn't earned the right to relax. They haven't. You know, we played a team that a lot of people feel like, oh, they're Kamaitatan, no question about that. And you have to go out there and you have to build off of what you're trying to start, especially going into the playoffs. We don't want to be one and done in the playoffs.
Yeah, and let's face it, a lot of what this comes down to is Jalen running the ball, because that was a big focus of the offense this week. And the numbers, they're not gonna blow you away. But it's not about him rushing for yards. And that's the thing with Jalen as a whole. It's never really about the stats. It's about the threat of doing it. And what you saw this week was his threat of running the ball, the idea that he would do it, caused the Raiders and caused that defense defense to play the Eagles a little differently, but it does come with some risk. We saw that on Sunday. Here was Jaws this morning on the morning show talking about Jalen and whether he would continue to run him.
I'm not for quarterbacks running the football. I mean, there are times you have to call runs. There's no question. There's zone reads and all those RPOs. You know, there's a time and a place. Obviously, they were good against the Raiders, but they're going to play against better defensive teams. I just don't believe you want to put your quarterback in harm's way. He's too valuable. Although Jalen certainly is a guy that can make plays with his legs, I don't like to see a lot of these designed runs.
And I get it. Like, obviously,
I mean, he ain't lying, but we ain't got the luxury. Our offense, man, sputters at times. And the reality of the situation is this. When you look at those, and don't get mad, go look at the stats. But the more Jalen throws the ball, the harder it is to win.
The worse the offense is.
Yeah. The more he throws it, it's harder to win. And that has been proven in the last 3 weeks.
Absolutely. And
you have to – his biggest threat to me right now is his ability to stretch the defense and run. Now, some of those plays are design runs. I think that's what Jaws is talking about, those design runs, like where you actually put him in harm's way. You need a few of those, in my opinion. You need that because the defense needs to know that he has the ability to take it, pull the ball down, and run it. Now, on some of those plays where it's off schedule and something happens and he runs, that's even good, too, because now it puts in the defense's mind that, hey, I got to watch this guy. You can't be as free with your rush. You got to be a little bit more buttoned up with your rush. You can't get out of your pass rush lanes because if you do, it's a good chance he'll take the ball down in the run.
Yeah, and the one thing with Jalen, as him being the Eagles quarterback, that we know works for this offense is him in the designed running game. It's a big part of what they've done when they've been successful, and I think it's something they need to do moving forward. And here was Ray Dinger yesterday morning with the morning show talking about Jalen's runs, what it does for the offense.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking during the game, what I just said to you guys, that, boy, when he runs the ball, it really does help this offense. There's no question about that. And I'm thinking this has to be part of the game plan every week is to have him run some of these design quarterback draw plays. I mean, they really are effective.
Oh, yeah.
And if they do nothing else, if they force the other team to spy him from time to time, which you saw the Raiders doing, not to great effect, but they did, well, that effectively takes one guy out of the defense, and it helps you overall. So all of that stuff is important, and I was glad to see it back in their offense. And then, of course, he takes off on that final run, and then he goes down awkwardly and limps off. And now he comes back and throws a touchdown pass, so it wasn't too serious. But that is the built-in worry about that, that every time he takes off, there's a chance that he could get hurt. But I still think it's something that they have to do because it just makes them a better team. There's no question about that.
I get it, but I'm not dialing it back at all. Like, this offense, they need to find their rhythm for when the games do matter. And you cannot find your rhythm by removing a main part of the offense.
Yeah.
Like, you can't remove something, okay, we're going to do this in the playoffs, but we're going to take it away for the next three games. And we're going to run our offense a different way, and we're just going to integrate it for the games that matter. You can't do that. You got to run him, and you got to hope he stays healthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you cannot risk. You cannot risk the flow of your offense winning these games to protect the quarterback.
I don't think so either, TK. I think that you don't do it enough to sit back and say we'll do it in the playoffs. Like it still blows my mind that, you know, there's reports, don't know this for sure because I'm not down there, but that the quarterback really doesn't talk to his receivers like that. You know, and then you see stuff where him and AJ hugging on the sideline. That's great to see, but you know, when you're getting reports down there that you know, there's not great communication between the two guys, I don't feel comfortable saying that all of a sudden, you know, we're going to shut this down, we're going to not do this, and then we're just going to all of a sudden do it in the playoffs. No, I don't believe in
that. Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, you got to run your offense. You got the offense, let's be honest about it. For 14 games, they haven't been very good. For the last five games before the Raiders game, they've stunk. You cannot just say, okay, well, we're going to...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Going cruise control into the playoffs, and we're going to figure it out then. They haven't earned the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, that doubt, you got to make that a main thing in your offense, and you can't be worried about Jalen getting hurt. Obviously, you're a better team when he's on the field. You want him to be healthy.
Can't be scared.
You cannot play scared, absolutely. 215-592-9494. Go to the phones in a second, but let's check in with Angry Kyle behind the glass. Kyle, how are you feeling today? Do you prioritize more keeping Jalen healthy or winning these games, getting the offense going for the best seed possible?
Well, I can be scared, and I will be scared.
Oh, my God.
I mean, after a little bit of time to think about what happened and looking at these playoff scenarios, the Eagles have very little chance of getting the one seed. Like, that's a pipe dream. I'm waving the white flag on the one seed. The one seed's not happening. And the difference between the two and the three seed is not really that great. You know, the Bears would probably have to play Green Bay or whoever, you know, that could flip flop. So that's a tough one there. So I don't think there's much of a difference in the two and the three seed in terms of, like, for the Eagles in the playoffs. The biggest thing, though, that could tank them in the postseason is if the quarterback's not healthy. The best chance Eagles have of going on a deep playoff run and winning the Super Bowl is with Jalen Hurts healthy and at his best. And that does mean running him in the playoffs. And I think you can just implement that into the game plan. Even if they haven't been doing it over these last three games. Like, after he pulled up a little bit gimpy, I guess you get spooked a little bit with, you don't want him to keep running on that as much as they did in the Raiders game and have it wear him down. And you definitely don't want him to get, like, a significant injury that keeps him out of any postseason game. So I think you got to dial it back a little bit. And then, you know, look, you win one game, which you probably still can without running Jalen Hurts a ton, or the Cowboys lose one game, you're locked in to at least the three seed. And that means you can rest your starters in week 18. They need that. You're not getting the one seed, so you're not getting that bye week. And this team that's coming off of a Super Bowl run last season, they need it. Like, they need to get guys as fully healthy and rested for the postseason as possible. So they'll have a chance to do that in week 18. And I can't have that being with the quarterback injured. So, like, I'm almost like, forget about running him a lot and seeing this offense look really good again over the next few games. I just need Jalen Hurts to be healthy.
Well, I feel like if that's a situation going into week 18, we can have that discussion then. And I think you're probably right. If the Eagles go into that week with nothing to play for, they're not going to play, guys, and that would be the right move. But first off, the 2-3 thing, I disagree that that's not a big deal. I mean, the difference between having a divisional home game, a game against the Bears or the Packers at the Link, as opposed to going to Lambeau or going to Soldier Field, I do think is a big deal. And as far as the other part of it, like, these next two games, even if we forget about the seeding part of it, doesn't the offense need to play well?
Yes.
Like, don't they need to look good? Because that's the thing, Hugh. If they go back to not running Jalen, the offense looks bad, and the negativity ramps back up within the NovaCare and outside of the NovaCare, nobody's going to feel good. They need to play well these next couple weeks, and I don't have confidence this offense can without Jalen running being a part of the offense.
I totally agree. When I look at the last two games that we played, Jalen has been a huge factor in partly the success. Whether, I know we didn't win the last game against the Chargers, but, you know, when you talk about his contribution and his runs, he didn't run that much in the game against the Rams, excuse me, the Chargers. I keep getting LA, the LA's mixed up.
It's all good.
But he didn't run that much against the Chargers. They're still in San Diego anyway. But when you see his running ability in the last game, that's huge. I think that's huge, and that's something that as a defender, an old defender, you have to defend against. You can't let this guy, knowing that he can run around like that, it makes you have to stay sound in your rush lanes, and you can't rush all willy-nilly because if you lose contain, outside contain on a guy like Jalen, he can run for a first down on you.
Absolutely. And hey, I mean, you need to run him. And you don't want him to get hurt, obviously, but that cannot – impact the way that you're playing these games and the way that you're running your offense. Because I think if there's anything we have learned from this season about Jalen, I think it's pretty clear that if he is not using his legs consistently, if he's not a part of the run game from a game plan perspective, he's just kind of like another guy. Like, he's not a special quarterback. You cannot take away the part of Jalen Hurts that makes him special. And I think the Eagles have done that too much this year, and I think it needs to stop regardless of the situation. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you want to dial Jalen back to keep him healthy? Or you doing whatever you need to do? Go all out for these wins. Would love to get your take. Let's get it started with Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris. Morning, man. Welcome back, Low T.
Oh, yeah, I got to get to you with this Low T thing.
No, that. I didn't give you that name.
Yes, you are. You have given me that
stuck.
Name.
It's no, stuck.
No, you
that
people
you
gave
people
you that name.
But you're saying it every week on the Players
yeah,
Lounge
like
show.
Like saying Low T. Low
very good promotion for my show. Coming up is Low T, according to Hugh, every week. Continue, Chris. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to trigger you there. Guys, it doesn't take a genius to see the higher seed does way better in the playoffs. So, all right, to all the listeners out there, grab your pen and pencil and a piece of paper, because we're going to do some math here. We like to do math, right, Hugh? Oh. Like, the math's got to math, right? Low IQ listeners, you know, like you people, you're not going to be able to follow this, and you're probably going to get lost in your mom's basement, so y'all just, you know, do what you do. Go use your fingers, okay? Let's look at the last 10 years, though, guys, right? I think that gives us a good sample of today's current NFL. And in the last 10 years, you've had two teams in the Super Bowl, because that's what we're really talking about. What gives us the best chance to get to the Super Bowl? So out of 10 years, you got two teams, so you got 20 teams. 9 out of 10 years, the Super Bowl teams were at least a 1 or 2 seed, meaning one of those teams in the Super Bowl was either a 1 or 2 seed. Out of 9 out of 10 years, so those are pretty good odds. So that tells you you really want to be the 1 or 2 seed. The only anomaly of all of this was 2021 with the Rams and the Bengals.
Well, now, Chris, I do think, though, I do think you got to focus on, like, the last 5 years, because prior to that, it's a little skewed because, you know, the extra bye week for the 2 seed.
Okay. Well, even if you want to play that game, if we go to past 5 years, you've only had that again. So it's 4 out of 5. Okay. Mm. So it's 80%. I'm going to stick with 10, though, because those are the numbers that I broke down.
Okay.
I didn't prepare to the other numbers, right? So out of those 20 teams, out of those 10 years, 11 of them were 1 seeds. 5 of the 20 were 2 seeds. So that means 16 out of 20 were 1 or 2 seeds. Okay. The only 3 seed, this is where Kyle's mustache is wrong. When he says it's okay to be a 3 seed, no, only 1 3 seed in the past 10 years made the Super Bowl. I don't like those odds, okay? I'd rather stay in the 16 out of 20 or 80% likelihood if you're a 1 or 2 seed, you make the Super Bowl.
They're not getting the 1 seed.
No, but 1 or 2. The 1 or
2
seed.
1 or 2, Kyle. 1 seed gives you 55%. 2 seed gives you 25%.
What about the 3?
The 3 seed is 1 out of 20, Kyle. 1 out of 20. That is a 5% chance of making the Super Bowl if you're a 3%. If you're
well,
a 3
well, first
seed.
Of all, who cares anyway? Are you a numbers nerd
who
now
cares?
All of a sudden?
It's only
or are you
facts.
A football guy?
It's only facts.
It's,
hey,
I mean,
are
it's
you,
not really. It's just it's a percentage
facts.
Chance that's arbitrary. Who cares?
Oh, I know. It's only facts. Because
all right, well,
you
okay, Chris. Then,
well,
all right, like, then answer me this. They get the 3 seed, and then the 1 seed loses, or the 2 seed loses. Then all of a sudden, you're the second best seed. Then what are your, Mr. Math Guy, then what are your percentage chances?
I'm not talking about curling my mustache because I want to look.
No, okay.
I want to look cute.
Personal shots.
I'm talking about facts here. The facts are, I want my team to win.
Screw
the facts are, you win. And Hugh Douglas can back this up. If you start pulling back and you go in, that's when you get hurt. That's when you lose momentum. You don't need that.
All right. What are your percentage chances on winning the Super Bowl if Jalen's injured or if Jalen's healthy?
Don't play scared.
Okay.
You don't play scared, Kyle. You don't pull back.
Answer the question. Do you have those numbers?
What numbers?
What are the percentage chances with Jalen healthy versus with the backup quarterback? Do you have that?
If I listened to the past few weeks on the airways, I think we would do okay.
I didn't
with,
ask you about
strong
listening.
Running
I
game
well, that's
strong
not what I asked you.
And Tanner McKee. Okay.
Well, I hear you, Chris.
Sound like a dope.
Chris, appreciate the call.
You but got a little hostile.
This is the thing here. It's about playing well offensively. Like, we haven't. The Eagles' offense has not earned the right to go into the playoffs and say, "Oh, well, we can take away one of the things we do best because we're so good. We're just going to turn it on when it matters." That's the bigger deal to me. Like, it's not as much about the seed, Kyle. You know this offense has sucked the last 5 weeks. What are you talking about?
All right, but then TK,
we're yelling at
it might still suck. It might still suck regardless.
It could, but I.
But then you get the QB hurt.
Would you rather the offense look good?
Of course I would.
It's football. I can't play scared. Come on, man.
I'd rather everyone be healthy and the offense looks great. I'm just like, I can't guarantee any of those things.
Well, I feel like I can guarantee this.
Y'all asking for a whole lot this season with things having gone the way we thought they were going to go.
I feel like I can guarantee this. If Jalen does not run, the offense will not look great. I think we know that at this point.
Hmm?
Would you agree? If Jalen doesn't run, the offense will not look good.
Yeah, there he doesn't run. Yeah,
thank you.
I thought you were saying something else.
No, I was just asking a question. There you go. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in, but want to know what is your priority these last few weeks of the season, keeping Jalen Hurts healthy or getting the best seed possible and really keeping this momentum going. I think they need to build off that momentum of the Raiders game after 5 weeks of bad offensive football. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. What's more important down the stretch? When we get back, Nick Sirianni this morning asked about Jalen Hurts' health by Joe DeCamera. We'll play you an interesting answer from him. That is coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.